I was 13 years old the night I became homeless. I was fighting with my family, that happened a lot, and my mom finally told me to get out. I could tell she was serious this time. So I did. I just grabbed my Social Security card and my birth certificate, and I folded it in my wallet, and I headed to the railroad tracks. The first night I spent outside, it was raining. I leaned against a broken-down truck with no doors. It was like a little music video in my head. I was so depressed. I remember thinking to myself, why is my life like this when I'm so young? Later, when I talked to my friends about it, they were like, why didn't you hit me up? But I didn't want to feel like I was in the way. That's what my family put on me. I always felt like I was in the way all the time. As a teen, I hid my homelessness from most people. Talking to a school counselor, I'd tell them something like, everything at home is going good. I'd just make something up because I wasn't sure what would happen. Maybe they'd bring in child protective services, or they'd try to take me and put me in foster care, or take me out of my hometown where all my friends lived. I was afraid of that, so I didn't tell anybody. For a few years, I moved around a lot, staying on couches, in shelters, or outside, being nomadic. Eventually, I got old enough to start working, save up money, and get myself off the streets. Now I'm 20 years old. I have a stable place to live, and I recently got my GED. When I tell my old friends and coworkers and teachers that I was homeless, they're always so surprised. They'd say, "Oh, but you were so well kept," or, "I couldn't tell looking at you." That was the point, though. So many homeless teens don't want anyone to know. Not because we don't need help, but because we have too much to lose. With the perspective, I'm Vrindavana Hines.